Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of a podcast named Tim. We're your father and son movie review podcast, available everywhere podcasts are. So whatever your audio platform of choice, you can listen to these melodious, beautiful voices discuss movies. Every week we talk about three different movies. This week we're doing The Christmas Chronicles number two, Fat Man and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. So three movies honoring the big man in the red suit. And we're doing that because it is the 50th anniversary of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Of course, we have a YouTube channel. Check us out. We do Power Ranger reviews on there, Mandalorian reviews, some Star Wars book reviews, some other things as well. And that's pretty much it. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Again, that's Podcast Named Tim. Or visit our website, podcastnamedtim.com, where we have links to every single movie we have ever reviewed, which is approaching 400. So with that being said, I'm Zach. Dad, how are you today, good sir?
Fantastic.
Or I guess I should say,
I like that for a minute though. I like that idea. What? One movie every 3 weeks. That sounded great.
Yeah, that'd be really easy. we're recording behind the scenes. We're recording here at night. We normally record in the morning. So on a Sunday, so it's a little bit of a different vibe, maybe a little bit more loosey-goosey than usual. So whatever bar of professionalism you expect, I would go ahead and lower those standards even more. I'm sipping on a little cider. Not normally a cider guy, but having a nice spiced apple cider. What else you been watching other than these three movies?
And the minute you said that, they all went out. I just got done watching Christmas Vacation for the 50th, 100th time, who knows how many. Just the normal stuff. Just everything's back, and I'm just watching my normal shows. I don't think I went out of the limb this week. Nothing. Oh, wait a minute. Did I? It's not like I started something. I don't know. Who knows? Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been watching Fighting Foodons. For those who are not familiar, it was a kids kind of anime show. I think WB or Fox either did it. Kind of in that same time that Yu-Gi-Oh! Was coming out. It's another, Pokemon clone. It's only lasted one season, 26 episodes. I'm planning on doing a full review of the series for the YouTube channel. So if you want to check that out and you remember that wonderful show, you make sure you hit us up on YouTube because it'll be on there probably next month or so. So did that. I'm almost done with my next audiobook, which was called Star Wars Battle. I can never remember the name of it. Oh, Alphabet Squadron. Alphabet Squadron Shadowfall. It's the second of that trilogy of books. So that review will be coming soon. Watch some Christmas movies, and then that's about it. Just kind of ready for next week for more movies.
Go.
That is pretty much it. I guess we should talk about we are a movie podcast, so we should talk about the big movie news that happened. By the time this comes out, last week, and that is WB. Is going to be having all 17 of its movies that are going to be launching in 2021 are going to go to theaters and HBO Max same day. And it is FREE free. If you got HBO Max, you don't have to pay any kind of extra money to watch it. And obviously this potentially has the ability to change the landscape of how we view film. What was your initial thoughts when you heard the news?
I wasn't shocked. I think movie theaters, unfortunately, are becoming a thing of the past. Mm-hmm. I still like to go to the theater and see some movies. Some movies I'm okay with at home, but the big blockbusters, the action movies, and the movies about visual, not, story movies and dialogue movies, I have no problem just pulling them up at home and watching them in the intimacy of my house. But I kind of like kind of like my big blockbusters on that big, huge screen. Of course, the televisions keep getting bigger and bigger in our houses, and so it's not a shock. I mean, I guess they just don't know what the climate's going to be like next year. You know, I did think it was a jump in the gun a little bit. Wonder Woman did not shock me at all, of course.
Right.
I can understand them saying, you know, some of the first couple possibly, but I thought they would. I don't think they would. I wouldn't have announced past spring. I mean, because you don't know. But
the only thing I could think of is if I'm putting my business hat on, when you have stocks and you need to forecast revenues and budgets, they don't like unpredictability. And so maybe just making a decision, whether it's good or bad, is just, it's better than nothing. And that way you can say, this is what we're doing. They have said, or they've tried to say, this is 2021 only, and that it can change. Right. But I have a feeling that's going to be a genie that's going to be hard to get back in the bottle.
Yeah, because if you cause the theaters to, you know, lose revenue, which how many of them are actually going to come back from what we've already had to deal with?
Yeah.
But if you put your movie theaters out of business by doing this for a year, they may not be there to put your movie in.
Well, and it's not even just that. It's, you know, now, you know, Disney and other companies that have their own streaming service available to them, they have an incentive to provide that as a something for their streaming services now, because at this point, you know, I'm gonna get HBO Max, and I didn't have it because, right, you know, it's a deal now. I mean, and we're probably gonna be reviewing movies connecting to those. I don't know if we're gonna do those actual movies. We can. I don't know. We haven't really figured that out yet. But I mean, if you look at it, it would make a lot of sense because a lot of it's sequels and reboots. I mean, it'd make a lot of sense for us to do Space Jam, The Matrix, Mortal Kombat, another superhero movie. I mean, it's easy for us to plug in and do those. So we're nobodies, but for these kind of channels that do this kind of stuff and podcasts, I mean, this is,
right,
it, you know, it creates a unique situation where obviously you're going to review those because it's easier to do at this point.
You know, maybe we'll just have to wait and see. Maybe this is the way of the future and it's the way it should be. And
yeah, I mean, someone brought up a good point, and I did not know this. It was Chris Stuckman, who I don't know if you're familiar with. He's a famous YouTube film critic, I guess. And he talked about his thoughts on it. And obviously, he, just like us, likes going to the movies, all that good stuff. But he had said, and I didn't realize how this works, I guess studios require a very high percentage of whatever ticket you sell because of you, you know, showing it to them.
Right.
And his thought was, maybe if they do this, they will remove that large fee or at least lower it so that maybe movie theaters, while they're selling less tickets, they will actually make more money per ticket. So maybe that will kind of even itself out.
Maybe.
I don't, yeah.
Maybe we'll go back to the little neighborhood one or two screen theaters with just some limited release and artsy movies in them and
yeah,
nothing. I don't, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, it makes sense for now. So,
yeah. Yeah. And I'm excited. And I looked at their list of movies. You know, it's a lot of good stuff coming out. We mentioned a lot of them already, but I would be shocked.
I know Wonder Woman. That was it.
Yeah, I mean, Matrix 4, Space Jam 2, Tom and Jerry, Mortal Kombat reboot, Suicide Squad 2. And that's just, you know, the big blockbuster movies. I'm not talking about the, you know, other artsy or just regular movies. I mean, just those franchises alone, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's some revenue there.
And I would be very shocked if Disney did not follow suit. I mean, you got Disney Plus. Just do it.
Yeah, maybe Warner wanted to feel like they were being the pioneer.
I guess. Well, we'll see. Well, it is interesting.
Universal, they have a channel too, but it's I don't think it's on a lot of cable things. I wonder if they'll ever make it a pay. They have any kind of pay thing coming up?
Yeah, I mean, I just was surprised they did it for free. Maybe they saw what Mulan did. I mean, even Disney, they're releasing Soul, that new Pixar movie, and it's going to be free on Disney Plus this Christmas. So maybe that is what is going to happen.
I guess. You know who caused all this? Vince McMahon.
What did he do?
He put the pay-per-views on his own channel.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he kind of created something he didn't realize he was creating.
He is always ahead of the times, whether people like to admit it or not.
Yeah. So, more power to him.
Yeah. So speaking of that, actually, after we finish recording this, I'm going to turn on my WWE Network for $9.99. And I'm going to be watching. You said what?
Is that all it is? $9.99?
It's $9.99. Actually, technically, there's a free tier now as well. But yeah, I'm going to be watching NXT War Games. It is on right now, actually, as we're recording this. So I'm just going to start late and catch up.
I thought they just had one.
They had Survivor Series. I thought War Games was the same weekend, but they actually made it this weekend. So. I have no clue what's going on. I'm just going to turn on that.
Is War Games and is War Games not WWE? Is it in what is it called?
NXT.
Oh, it is NXT now.
Okay. Yeah, it's NXT. Yeah. And the Undisputed Era are going to be in it again. They've kind of been the four horsemen of the War Games. They're in everyone, and they're always the heels in every War Games match. So they've kind of filled that horseman role.
Sting won't be there.
No, I don't think so. Probably not.
All right.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and chat about these movies. We've pretended like we know what we're talking about in the movie business for enough. We're going to go ahead and start with The Christmas Chronicles 2. But before we do that, we're going to take a quick moment to pause and hear a word from our sponsor. The Christmas Chronicles 2 came out November 25th. 2020. So just a couple weeks ago, it has a PG rating, 1 hour and 52 minute runtime, a 6.1 on IMDb, a 72 on the tomato meter, and a 55 from the audience score, directed by Christopher Columbus, who I believe also directed the first one, if I'm correct. Stars, of course, one Curtis Russell. I don't think anyone ever calls him that, but Kurt Russell. Miss Goldie Hawn, of course, and Darby Camp, Julian Dennison, Jazeer Bruno, Darlene Love, Tyrese Gibson, and the rest of the crew from the original movie. Malcolm McDowell also has a small role. It's a little different than the first one. We're following the Pierce family as they are dealing with growing their family. Kate is now a cynical teenager. And she doesn't like the fact that her mom is interested in a new man because it means she's forgetting about her dad. And we have a new villain that I had never heard of, Belle Snickle. And we'll get into that. But what did you think of, this is my selection, what did you think of Christmas Chronicles 2?
You know what? It's a Christmas movie, so I can give Christmas movies a whole lot of leeway.
Yes.
You know. I'm glad they brought Kurt back. I still think he's a great Santa Claus. He looks good. I like his attitude. Goldie Hawn, fine, whatever. I mean, it's just cute because of their relationship. What, 83? It wasn't a great movie. It certainly was not as good as the first, which, you know, I knew that when I turned it on, pretty much. But I didn't mind. The only thing, I wish it had some better music. Yeah. I didn't really like the music in it, and like the last time we got the Rockin' Santa, Kurt Russell doing a little Elvis singing, all that was cool. They should have done that again. That song, Steven Van Zandt, which, I mean, he's been with the E Street Band with Bruce Springsteen, and he was in the Sopranos for years. So I didn't like his song. They tell him I didn't really care for it. Other than that, I mean, you know, it had a silly little, you know, you can't take him too seriously bad guy, but it's a kid's movie. It's not supposed to have some dark, crazy person. It was what it was. Would I watch it again? Well, your daughter's already made me watch it about 3 times. So, yes, I will have to watch it again.
Right.
I don't hate it. Don't love it. Don't hate it.
Yeah, it's somewhat of a nothing burger for me. I will say I have polled the 4-year-old child, and she says Christmas Chronicles 2 is better than the first one. That is her opinion. But me and the wife watched it with her, and the wife gave it 2 big thumbs down. She was hating. I'm kind of in your, kind of like where you are. It's certainly not as good as the first. I like that we got to see more of Santa's Village or Mrs. Claus's Village. Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn, they're obviously chemistry is fantastic. You know what's weird? I don't think this one had enough Kurt Russell, and that was part of the issue with it. Maybe it was just me.
It was a little too much Darby, Kate, and Belschnickel.
Yeah.
They could have had Kurt in there a little more, but again, it's a Christmas movie.
She learned the valuable lesson about, you know, obviously that she got to say goodbye to her dad as a kid. That was a nice moment.
That was
very touching. I didn't cry, so you know what that means.
Didn't cry when they sang at the end and they held hands.
Oh. Okay, let's talk about this. Oh, Christmas Tree.
That's what you said.
Should
Why?
Not be the emotional crux of your film.
Oh. Amy said that too. She's like, that's like one of the worst Christmas songs. Why did they pick that one?
Because it hasn't been used.
Yeah, must have been cheaper rights to it.
Yeah. And to put that in perspective as far as how shitty that is, I cut on two different songs from The Muppet Christmas Carol and cried without watching the movie. Just put it on. And I'm going to get off my soapbox here in a minute, but I mentioned this last year when we reviewed Muppet Christmas Carol, and I'm going to repeat it again. There's a song that they took out. It was not in the theatrical release. It was in the VHS release, and then they took it out again. It is one of the more important songs. Like, it makes the movie. You have to have the song in there because it's the woman who is leaving Scrooge. It's her scene about their love dying and the emotional impact of that. So you can't have that movie without that song. And it's a great song. Anyway, it was... I never heard of Belschnickel. Is this a thing?
I'm assuming it was made for this. I've never heard of it.
Okay, because I was like, it's kind of like a Krampus situation, but he's an elf who, because he is bad, becomes a human, and then he has to learn to be good again so he could be an elf again. Which, does that mean that we were all elves at one point, and then we all just were shitheads? And...
Apparently. Did you see the guy that plays Belschnickel, the kid, Julian Dennison?
Yes.
Did you go to his IMDb page?
I did, because I was like, I've seen this kid somewhere. On there. You said what?
The picture that they have on there for him, does he not edit his own?
Because
they edit their own IMDb pages, actors do, or your people. Why is that picture up there? It's god awful.
You know, it's hilarious. I was, when we were watching it, I was like, I've seen this kid somewhere, and then I saw, oh yeah, he's the kid from Deadpool 2.
Oh, see, I didn't look that far into it.
Yeah.
Right.
Firefist. Yeah, and what was funny was the whole time we're watching it, because of his New Zealand accent, all I could keep thinking about was Django and Boba Fett, because they are played by New Zealand actors and they have that very distinctive accent. So, and of course, you know, Mandalorian just happened and Django and or Boba Fett was back. So I just kept thinking about Boba Fett's, the kid Boba Fett and the way he talked.
See, he's from, he's a lot older than I thought. No, he's not. 2002. Okay.
He's 18.
He was born in Wellington, New Zealand. I didn't know that. I didn't know he was from New Zealand. I thought he looked like he'd be the perfect sidekick, comedy relief, whatever, in the new Power Rangers show.
Thank you. I agree. I was like, this looks like Bulk. He kind of had the Bulk costume going on.
Yeah, that's who he reminded me of.
And they film a lot of those down in New Zealand. So,
well, let's see.
It would be perfect. What did you think of their version of Christmas Town, whatever you want to call it, Santa's Village, all that? Since we got to see more of it this time,
I liked it. It was cool. It was pretty.
I liked it.
It was kind of like the set of Jingle Jangle. Kind of dressed up a little bit.
Not as nice though.
No.
I did like the idea of the giant Christmas tree that's powered by the star. That was really cool and a nice touch. I think my biggest issue with this movie is that we're only in the second of the Christmas Chronicles, and I don't know if they're doing another one. I could see them doing one more, but I thought it was a little too early in the series to use the time travel crux of storytelling.
You know what you're gonna do.
It was a little early. I don't know if they wrote themselves into a hole when they were writing it and they were like, time travel.
Yeah, maybe. I hadn't really thought too much about it. I was just kinda like, okay.
And I like that they did the Bill and Ted version of time travel. Well, if we go back to 15 seconds before then and tell us of this. Not great. And it's funny, everyone I've seen, because I posted that I was watching this, I haven't seen a single person who had a good thing to say about it. They were like, oh man, the first one was so much better. First one was so much better, blah, blah, blah. So
yeah, it was, you know, it would, I mean, definitely check it out with your kids and see if they like it. Yeah. If they love it, and then move on.
Did you notice what movie was playing in the Elf Theater when they went back to Christmas Town at one point, or whatever, Santa's Village? I keep on calling Christmas Town. Elf.
Maybe I did see that.
They had it in the marquee.
What are you gonna do?
Was it just me? And this is obviously, here's the other issue. If I'm going to see Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell together on screen, there's only one movie that I need to be watching.
Overboard.
And that's Overboard. In a discussion.
Be careful what you wish for. They may, you know, there may be Overboard 2 coming.
Well, they did that remake a few years ago.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I refused to watch it.
Well, I'm an Ian Ferris fan. I like Hannah Fair, so we watched it, and it was pretty bad.
Well, I mean, here's the thing about this movie, and here's the long and short of it. If Kurt Russell wasn't in this movie, this would have been a disaster.
Oh, yeah. I don't even think I would have, watched the first one had I not wanted to see Kurt Russell play Santa Claus, and then I really got sucked into it because of his portrayal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Not great. Skippable. Well, let's go ahead and head to our next film, which is was your selection for the week, entitled Fat Man. Came at R rating, 1 hour and 40 minute runtime, November 24th, 2020. So another new film, has a 6.0 on IMDb, on Rotten Tomatoes. A 46% from the critics, but an 83% from the audience. So a big gap there. and directed by Elsom and Ian Nelms. Stars Mel Gibson as Chris, Walton Goggins as Skinny Man, and Marie-Anne Jean-Baptiste as Mrs. Claus, and Chance Hertzfeld as Billy Windman, I believe is how they pronounced it in the movie. Basically, a very unique telling of Santa Claus. A kid gets coal, and he's a little snotty shithead, and he puts out a hit on the big man. I'm going to tell you right now, loved it. I thought this was great. First of all, yes, Mel Gibson's a psycho, but he's a good actor. And he's fun. And he's fun in action films. And he's fun in action films where he's playing a crazy man. So check, 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 check. And Walt, what's his name? Walton Goggins, always fun. I just really, really enjoyed this movie. It was funny at the when the little kid ran out and said, you messed up, fat man, or I'm going to get you, fat man. And they talked about killing Santa. Like, it was just hilarious. But it was also played straight, like an actual just action movie. I really enjoyed their idea of what the North Pole would look like. What did you think of Fat Man?
Well, when I saw it was Fat Man, the guy's name was Chris, I, of course, thought it was an autobiography. So I was really upset when it wasn't about.
Right.
Aren't you glad that I changed it from Santa Claus Conquers the Martians?
Yes, because this was great.
This reminded me, not the story or anything, but this reminded me of that movie that we did last Christmas that I picked that was so strange.
Better Watch Out?
The foreign one.
Ooh.
The camp had to keep the creatures inside and the exports.
Oh, yes. I know exactly what you're talking about. Exports.
It's that same kind of thing where they just take this wonderful time of year that's always about twinkly little lights and little cute elves and little cute bows and a fat man in a red suit that loves everybody and turned it into this. This was so clever and so different that I don't think you could not like it. If you watch this and don't like it, you just don't quite understand what's important about movies. And what's important about movies is it ain't your everyday life. It's supposed to be something different. It's supposed to be imaginative. It's supposed to be different. I don't want to see this the same thing with a different actor every time I turn on the television. I want to see something that totally is something I haven't seen. It just makes me go, what's going on here? This is craziness. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah. And Rare Exports was the film we did last year, a Finnish film, I believe.
Yeah. It's just different. If that would have been made over here and done with the same just A, B, C, blah, 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 it would have been boring, but they just make things different. That's all I want. I just want something a little different.
Well, what was great about this was it was so gritty and real, but they still kept those magical elements in. Like, it was clear he had some kind of like magical healing power. I'm guessing. That's what I got out of it. But,
you know, that was my only problem with the movie.
Yeah.
I didn't want him to live.
No, you had to have the kid get his comeuppance. It's a Christmas movie. You gotta have the happy ending.
I don't know. I'd have been all right with this for him. I'd have been all right for him to get his comeuppance in. Return to the Fat Man.
Mm-hmm.
Where he, you know, we didn't know exactly what happened. And I don't know. I just, this kid's a really good actor in it. This kid's in a show that Amy and I watched called A Million Little Things. And he's really good in it. But and I love the tagline, 'tis the season to get even. It was just great. You hire a hitman to kill Santa. What? I don't know. I don't know where this came from. I had never heard of this, which is new. And it's an independent film, I guess. But I don't know. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought it was great. And I thought Walter Goggins was the perfect person to play the assassin Santa, because he knows how to do serious, but he also knows how to kind of lean into it a little bit. Probably from doing all those Tarantino films he's been involved in. He knows how to lean into it so serious that it becomes kind of comical in a weird way. I like the fact that, you know, Santa's struggling to pay his bills and he's got a contract with the government to make sure that, you know, he boosts the economy. This is one of the weird movies, or one of the odd movies, where them explaining everything actually helped the movie. Because sometimes they, in these movies, they try to over-explain how Santa works and it makes the movie bad. But this actually made the movie, because he's got to do, they're going to, you know, assemble some fighter jets to help pay the bills. And he's not making money because Christmas spirit is down. It's almost like they explain a lot of it, but then they also kind of left some things left unsaid. I like the elves, where they were like, I don't know, it was great.
Yeah, I don't know.
Could have used a little bit more action.
Yeah.
But I liked the build.
But it was okay.
Yeah, a little slow every now and then, but it was one of the movies, it was building to kind of that, you know, high noon moment at the end, I guess.
It was very interesting. I couldn't believe that I actually stumbled upon this quite accidentally. I am definitely glad that I changed movies to this, because this was fun.
Will this enter your rotation?
I'm not going to say a yearly rotation.
No.
Every now and then, like kind of like Santa Sleigh. Then I'll watch every year, but every now and then I'll have to.
I'll watch this more frequently than Santa Sleigh.
Oh, come on.
You know what's a weird movie? Because you were talking about it earlier. I absolutely adore Christmas Vacation, but I don't watch it but once every 5 years.
I watch it 2 or 3 times each year.
It's just because I've seen it so many times.
Oh, yeah. I don't even have to watch it. Amy and I are sitting here. We're both on our phones, and we're just doing the words right beforehand. We're doing the lines. I mean, this will never get to that. But it was fun.
And correct me if I'm wrong. I was thinking when we were watching the movie, is this the first ever interracial Mr. and Mrs. Claus? The only one I can think of.
The only one I've ever seen. Yeah, this is definitely the Santa Claus for 2020.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, everyone's depressed and just needs some money.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, love the concept, love the execution. A hidden gem. I have already recommended it to a friend of mine, and I'm waiting to hear his thoughts. Did you see what production company was behind this film?
Saban, wasn't it?
Saban. Yeah.
That was interesting.
When I saw that, I was like, Saban makes anything other than Power Rangers, which they don't even do anymore?
Yeah, why did they need it? Looks like it was probably made in Australia, too. That's where it opened up in theaters. So, I don't know if that's where Mel lives now or not.
Oh, I have no clue, but it was great. Loved it.
It was filmed in Canada. So, yeah, opening weekend, it made $175,000 in Australia.
Is that good for Australia? I have no clue.
Probably.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know the Australian movie market.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, we're not that impressive. Yeah, great, great. And actually, this reminds me, I have only a couple weeks left to watch Black Christmas, which we reviewed our first year of doing this and has entered my rotation. Love me some Black Christmas.
So not the 2017 version?
Oh, no. The original OG, baby. All slow, whatever, 90 minutes of it. Love it.
I haven't watched that since we did that. Maybe I might check that one out again.
Absolutely. Well, that was Fat Man. Definitely go check it out. You're going to have to rent it from somewhere. It is not free because it just came out. but we're going to go ahead and talk about something that did not just come out. Something that, as I mentioned early in the episode, celebrating its 50th anniversary on December 14th, 1970. So something good did come from the 70s. Santa Claus is coming.
That means it was made in the 60s.
That's true. Santa Claus is coming to town. Of course, it is second or third. It's either one, two, or three in the most well-known Rankin and Bass films. It is the original TV classic that has played on TV for 50 years. Of course, stars Fred Astaire as a narrator, Mickey Rooney, Keenan Wynn, and Paul Frees. What needs to be, I guess I should say, 48-minute runtime, 7.7 on IMDb, a 93 on the tomato meter, and an 82 from the audience score. It tells the story of how Santa Claus came to be Santa Claus, man.
From a mailman.
From a mailman. That's how Walton Goggins knew, man. He watched this. He knew.
Yeah, Fred Astaire played the mailman. Mickey Rooney was a fantastic voice for Kris Kringle.
Absolutely.
Paul Frees is great. I love the Burgermeister, Meister Burger. Always have. Keenan Wynn, I'm actually Facebook friends with his grandson.
Wow.
Who posts, he's always posting pictures of his, of things from his son, because he has his dad and uncle was the guy who loves to laugh that floats up to the top of Mary Poppins. He's one of them as well.
Love to laugh. That's the weakest part of that film, but,
what's the name of his other leg?
You can cut that out of that film very easily. But anyway, what is your favorite song from this movie? We're going to just jump right into it. We'll get into some other stuff. Because there's great music in this movie.
Oh, geez. Well, when I was younger, I might have liked, I don't like the pedophile one.
But the pedophile song, on my lap today.
That one. Oh man, favorite song.
Growing up, it was Put One Foot in Front of the Other for me.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but I don't know. What's your favorite song?
You know, one of the songs that I appreciate so much more now is one of the ones that I hated growing up. I like My World is Beginning Today.
Oh, no, I hate that song.
No, my favorite song is probably the Two Toy Maker to the King. The plays on those. But I mean, seriously though, I like that movie. I like that song a lot more now. I used to hate it.
Toys, and toys hate me. They go, or I am going, and I am certainly not going dirty.
To me.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yes. This is the quintessential, like, you know, there's Star Wars lore, and then there's like legends, like there's right. canon. This is canon. This is how Santa came to be to me.
Yeah, I agree with that. This is kind of where I mean, this came out when I was two. So by the time they start running on television, you know, this is the one I grew up with knowing. So yeah, I would definitely agree with that.
And everything else is just compared to that. And every time I hear another origin story for Santa Claus, I just compare it to this film.
Yes. Ooh, I have been bamboozled.
So question though. I do have a lore question. They didn't explain one thing in the movie.
What's that?
So little baby is going around with a name tag. and the name tag says Claus.
Right.
So that's how I got the name Klaus. But they never said where the name Santa came from. Seemed like a big missed opportunity there.
I thought they did.
No, he was Chris Kringle. Yeah. Which, why did they name him Chris when everyone else was Tingle, Bingle, Fringle, Badingle?
Maybe that's the problem. All of them were taken.
And then he's just like, yeah, Chris.
Well, they knew he wasn't a real Kringle. He was still the redheaded stepchild.
Literally.
Yeah, so.
But I'm a man now, Tonto.
Yes. I'll deliver the toys.
And Mickey Rooney is Santa, period.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Geez, I don't know. You got me stumped now. I don't know why the name is Chris. Now I'm irritated. And why is it KRIS?
Maybe they were KRS-One fans.
Maybe. KRS-One. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure where. Or does Santa in German mean something? Does that mean Father Claus? Or
I thought he was. I don't know. I only speak German beer. I don't speak German.
Nein. It's the Bürgermeister Meisterburger.
He's great. But here's the important question. Is this, because there's only two, you could argue three, there's only two movies that people think of when they think of Rankin and Bass. Is this or Rudolph better?
I like A Year Without a Santa Claus.
I like A Year Without a Santa Claus too. I agree with you, but I don't think most people would agree with us.
So which is better between these two?
Between Rudolph and Santa.
I like this one.
I do. I do too. I like Rudolph too, but.
Well, I don't. The only reason I like Rudolph, there's some whining people in that movie.
Well, and Santa is like skinny and shit and Italian.
And actually kind of an ass when it starts.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
He treats Rudolph really crappy.
Yeah, and now I did learn something in my research because we do that. I know it might not seem like it, people listening, but I did learn something.
I don't do any.
I learned something.
Okay.
I did not know that Rankin and Bass, one, their animation style had a name, and two, it was actually outsourced to Japanese companies.
I didn't. Well, I knew that. I know that Japan shares origins with these, so yeah. I would love to see the Japanese.
That was my thought. I want to see what the Japanese did with some cool shit with this. So it's called Animagic. They outsourced it, it says, to at least five different Japanese animation companies: MOM Production, Toei Animation, TCJ, Mushi Productions, and Topcraft, which Toei is the only one of those I've heard of. But I would love to see what kind of cool shit they came up with at that time for kids.
You know, there's a lot of weird stuff in this movie, though, when you think about it. You know, Tante Kringle, when they find the baby, mm-hmm. she says, "He shall live with us, he shall sleep with us." Well, I should have to point that out.
Well, I mean, he also said, if you sit on my lap today, kiss a toy is the price you pay.
Watch out for that dolly. She's a hardened criminal.
I'm very impressed with your Mickey Rooney. Here's the one.
Topper? I'll call you Topper.
That part was lame. Here's what I'll say about Year Without a Santa Claus in comparison to this. Year Without a Santa Claus has one of my top five favorite Christmas songs of all time in it.
Okay.
You know which one I'm talking about.
Heat Miser?
No. Fuck all that noise. First of all, Snow Miser all day. Hashtag Snow Miser.
Heat Miser, baby.
Blood's in the Crypt's about to get thrown down. No, Snow Miser for sure. The song about about still believing in Santa Claus when they're at the dinner table with the family.
The kid needed a dentist. They all got buck teeth.
They do got buck teeth. But that song, every time that movie comes on, man.
There we go.
Every time.
They're all the Waterworks.
Waterworks.
Well, I guess they're all pretty nice. No, that's not a good one.
I have another fact that you probably did not know, and I did not know, again, until doing research.
Okay.
In 2011, there was a video game for Nintendo DS and Nintendo Wii based on Santa Claus is Coming to Town, based off this film.
Really?
Yes. I've never played it. I haven't looked up the footage yet because I looked it up a few minutes before we started recording. But yes, they got a video game for Nintendo DS and Wii.
Is it available somewhere?
I don't know. I'm fascinated. It's classified as a platformer. So I guess that's kind of like, you know, like the Mario. Single player. It says it's got single player and multiplayer modes.
Huh.
So I don't know what Santa Claus is Coming to Town for the Nintendo Wii looks like.
Huh.
But I'm fascinated.
Yeah. I need to get a hold of a recording of that.
Yes, I'm probably what I'm going to do after we record it. And War Games, just watch some Let's Plays.
That sounds
terrible.
That sounds pretty cool. What was that? Oh.
Oh, we both got an alert.
Yeah.
Ouch. Another alert. We're getting lots of alerts. There must be something happening in wrestling.
Eye in the sky is sending stuff to us.
That's right. That's right. Fred Astaire. When this was made, was his star fading or was he?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
His dancing days were over, and I don't really know. He was probably in 70s by then, wasn't he?
I don't know.
So, let's see. He was born in 1899.
Ooh.
So, yeah, he was, what, 70 years old then when he did this?
Well, he was 17 years from croaking, so.
Yeah, he died at 80. So, yeah, I think he had long.
I just didn't know if he was still, you know, I knew he hadn't. I figured he wasn't dancing at the time, but I didn't know if he was. It just seemed like an odd career decision.
the saddest thing I ever saw him in was in 1981. There was a bunch of old timers did a movie. A horror movie called Ghost Story. I don't know if you've ever seen it. Had Douglas Fairbanks and Melvin Douglas and John Houseman and Fred Astaire. It had some other ones too, and it's a really bad attempt at a horror movie, but it's all these, and Fred Astaire's in it, of course, and like he's wearing his little white hair piece that looks really bad, and it's terrible.
Can we also talk about the terrible message that this movie sends?
Are we back to the pedophilia?
No, that's an obvious one.
Which one?
The Winter Warlock becomes good and then loses his magical powers, which suggests to me that the dark side is stronger.
Well, I don't consider that a bad message. It is true.
You don't think it's bad that he lost his magic? You lose the spirit, magical Christmas stuff when he became good?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Because that's real life.
Life, baby.
Yep. Hashtag.
Snow miser.
Burgermeister Meisterburger.
What a great name for a character.
That was a great name. The murder. Yeah, I don't. I mean, Paul Frees, he did voices. He did quite a few voices, I'm pretty sure. I don't remember what all he did.
Everyone.
Looking here, he did Frosty the Snowman. He was in a. Oh, he did the car in Knight Rider.
Oh.
I think.
Kit.
Or am I thinking that wrong? Maybe it wasn't Kit. He did something in Knight Rider. But yeah, it was. This is just fun. You have to watch this every year. I've watched this every year since I can remember.
Oh, this is the movie I put on when I'm decorating my Christmas tree.
Makes sense.
Because this is how I bring in Christmas.
So this should never be updated.
No.
Not taken out of claymation and done with Pixar's fancy. Disney shouldn't buy
this.
No,
man. In fact, if I had my druthers, I would demand all Christmas movies be made using whatever the newest version of Animagic is.
Yeah.
This is how Christmas movies should look. If you're going to make, you know, like kids' movies, obviously.
Well, he played, actually, I'm looking here. Paul Frees played Santa Claus in a lot of things, even. Rudolph, Shiny New Year, Nestor, the Long-Eared Donkey, Rudolph and Frosty's Christmas in July. Oh, no, he played Jack Frost in that, but he played Kubla Kraus in Jack Frost.
Well, you know who else? He was Boris in Bullwinkle.
He was.
He was, where was it? I just saw it a second ago. He was in Secret Squirrel, but I couldn't remember as who. I love Secret Squirrel.
Yeah, like,
Morocco Mole, Squiddly Diddly, Double Q.
But anyway, yeah. This is good. I like it. I like it. Like it a lot.
Hell
next
yeah.
Year we'll do Year Without a Santa Claus. Next year we'll have to do Year Without a Santa Claus.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. A great film. Well, that is our Fat Man movies. There are plenty more movies about this gentleman, but we won't be discussing, at least I don't think we are discussing any of those next week. Our main feature is going to be A Christmas Story. You can just call us TBS and put us on and put us on for 24 hours. We're going to be doing A Christmas Story again. You all know the film. What's your selection for the week, sir?
Well, I got to go first.
Go first. I don't care.
You're watching Santa Jaws.
The fuck is that?
It's on Prime.
Okay. Well, you're going to be watching. Wait, did you say Santa Paws?
Jaws.
Okay. Because I was like, I know what Santa Paws is.
Watching those lame-ass puppy movies. That'll make you cry too much.
Damn straight. You're going to be watching, I'm assuming, just from reading the synopsis of this movie, that it was a Hallmark film. You're going to be watching The Christmas Contract, which is on Prime Video. I got to read the synopsis for you. I got to read this. Are you ready?
All right.
A newly single woman dreads the thought of going back to her hometown for Christmas when she discovers her ex-boyfriend will be there with his new girlfriend.
Well, that story's never been told before.
Never. It has good ratings. But anyway, I assume it says, what? it says it's a TV movie. I am almost 1,000% sure this is a Hallmark film.
Or Lifetime.
Oh, yeah, or Lifetime. It's one of those.
Called?
The Christmas Contract.
Christmas Contract. All right, I can do that.
Oh, yes, you're right. It says, I just saw mylifetime.com has a thing about it. So it's a Lifetime Christmas movie.
Let's see who's in it. I don't know. Nope. No. Oh, I do know this guy. Jason London.
So, we're going to cheese it up.
Cheese it up. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'll bring it back down with mine.
Santa Jaws. And you said that is where?
It's on Prime.
On Prime. Well, mine's on Prime, too. So it's going to be a Prime-filled week. And if you've never seen A Christmas Story, whoever you are out there, what do you do on Christmas Day?
I know, right? What do you spend with your family or something?
Ugh. Yuck.
That's Christmas Eve. Christmas Day, I am done with you.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, looking forward to this. This is going to be a fun week.
Yeah. I would say you need to curl up with your wife and watch Santa Jaws together.
I will see what I can do. I think I bought myself some Goodwill because I think she liked Fat Man. I'm going to see if I can get her attention. She's over here. Fat Man? Yeah? Oh, she loved it. Okay. So, love the Fat Man.
Well, tell her to check out Santa Jaws.
I will tell her. I will let her know.
You know what I did start watching this week? I just remembered Enterprise.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
I've never seen 1 second of Enterprise, and I started watching.
Yeah.
I've only watched the first two. I like it.
Okay.
For the theme song. Okay. It's have you ever heard it?
No.
It's like sung. It's like a soap opera song coming on or something. It's not music and boldness and mm-hmm. it's horrible.
I am actually thinking about, because we've talked about this before, I think. I've only ever seen the Next Generation movies. I've not actually watched the show. And I'm thinking about doing that here soon.
I went the other way. I went before James T. Kirk, and you're going to go after James T. Kirk.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
This well, nothing is after James T. Kirk.
Unfortunately, there is, but anyway.
Okay.
You know what? Well, that's all we got.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we will see you all next week on a podcast named Tim. Of course, if you have sat down and made it through all of this, just hit the subscribe button. Do yourself a favor. And go ahead and check out us on YouTube as well. And do us a favor as well. Absolutely. It's the season of giving. So give us a like, give us a follow, give us a shout out, all that good stuff. And we will see you all next time on a podcast named Tim.